The city of San Francisco has something known as a sanctuary law. It forbids local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities, except in cases of violent felons. That law came under fire from critics after the shooting death of Kate Steinle last July at the hands of a man who was in this country illegally. Well, now in a twist, that law is being tested in a case in which a man was arrested after reporting a crime. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
31-year-old Pedro Figueroa recently reported to San Francisco police that his car had been stolen. When it was recovered, the police summoned Figueroa to a neighborhood station where they asked for proof that he owned the stolen car. They also ran his name to check for warrants.
And they come up with a hit on a warrant in the criminal justice system.
That's San Francisco Sheriff Vicki Hennessy. Her department checks warrants. The police had asked for the sheriff's help when they discovered that Figueroa had an ICE hold. It turns out that Figueroa is in the country illegally. So a sheriff's clerk called the feds. But Hennessy says there wasn't enough information about the warrant to hold Figueroa, so the police released him. And that's when Figueroa's story really gets complicated.
And then my understanding is there was an agent outside the police station that then picked him up.
This was not supposed to happen.
Zachary Nightingale is an attorney for Pedro Figueroa.
I think that Pedro went into the police station honestly believing he had nothing to worry about, that he would collect his stolen car as the crime victim.
The San Francisco Police Department initially denied that it had cooperated with federal immigration agents, but an internal ICE document shows that the police and sheriff were in direct communication with ICE about Figueroa. In a statement released by ICE, the agency says Figueroa was arrested based on his conviction for a misdemeanor DUI in 2012 and for an outstanding deportation order dating back to 2005. That's when Figueroa sought asylum in the United States from his native El Salvador. But his case fell through the cracks. Figueroa never knew that ICE tried to deport him because the government never called him to a hearing, and he did not follow up.
The immigration system is riddled with due process problems as it is.
Attorney Zachary Nightingale.
He expected a notice. They didn't have a notice to send him, but they ordered him deported anyways, even though they knew they had never sent him a notice.
An immigration judge in Texas acknowledges there was an error in Figueroa's case and has agreed to reopen it. The case also reopens the local debate about the sanctuary city law and how much information local law enforcement should share with federal immigration officials. Sheriff Vicki Hennessy.
No, it's not an attack on sanctuary city. I believe in the sanctuary city policies the way they're written now. But I do think there's room for some discretion in looking at particular people with convictions for violent felonies that may come into our custody.
But Figueroa's DUI was a misdemeanor, not a violent felony, and he served his time. Supervisor John Avalos worries what the Figueroa case could mean for police and immigrant relations.
And we know that if a person who's an immigrant, undocumented, is a witness or a victim of a crime, if he or she feels that by talking to law enforcement, they'll get caught up in the justice system, they're going to be silent.
Mayor Ed Lee and Police Chief Greg Suhr have promised a thorough review of the incident. Meanwhile, Pedro Figueroa was released on bail from an ICE detention center last week. The immigration court has scheduled a hearing based on his original asylum claim for November 2019. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.